This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with Passion.
Last week on Parenting with Passion, we talked about the problem of overweight and obese children. Well, one way of addressing that problem, among others, is to limit children's exposure to junk food advertising. Advertising industry guidelines actually prevent junk food ads being directed at children or being shown in children's programs, but are they being adequately enforced by the Advertising Standards Bureau? Sarah Mackay is the Senior Legal Advisor with the Obesity Policy Coalition. Just explain to us, Sarah, the rules governing junk food advertising to children. What are they and who enforces them?
Well, at the moment, it's a really complicated system, but it's actually pretty ineffective. It consists almost entirely of self-regulation. And there are four different codes dealing with food advertising to kids, but there are major gaps and loopholes in these codes and a lot of inconsistency in the way things are defined, like children and children's program and when an ad's considered to be directed to children.
I just wanted to ask you, I mean, I understand that you're not allowed to advertise junk food in children's programs. Is that right?
Well, it is right under these self-regulatory rules, but what's considered to be a children's program is very narrow, and it's only really programs that are specifically designed for kids, and it doesn't actually catch the programs that are the highest rating programs for kids, like Junior MasterChef and The Simpsons, because they have a broader audience and broader appeal than just kids. But they're actually the programs that are most watched by kids, and that's where junk food advertisers are still reaching children.
And who determines what is or isn't considered to be a healthy food? Because, I mean, some foods that are marketed as health foods are, you know, loaded with sugar or flavour enhancers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there aren't any clear nutrition criteria that are actually used under these codes at the moment. So there's a lot of uncertainty about that. And ultimately, it's the Advertising Standards Board that's making those decisions. But there's not much clarity about what's allowed and what's not at the moment.
So can you give us some examples of, I guess, ads that have kind of got through the radar?
Well, as I said, there's still a lot of advertising going on in shows like Junior MasterChef and The Simpsons. So recently we've seen ads for Coke and Big Macs and Mars bars and Twix and Snickers during those sorts of shows that are watched by really, really high numbers of kids.
And so how does the Advertising Standards Bureau work out whether an ad is considered to be, you know, aimed at children or not?
Well, at the moment, they're taking a really interesting approach to that. We're a little bit confused by their approach, actually. For example, you know, a recent ad for Oreos cookies, which showed two young boys in school uniform in a schoolyard playing a game with Oreos, that was shown during shows like Dora the Explorer, wasn't considered to be directed to children, and it seems to be that if there's anything at all about the ad that might be considered to be directed to parents, so for example a few words spoken to parents at the end of the ad, the board's saying it's directed to parents and not children. So this is a real loophole in the system.
So how does it need to change to make this kind of rules work more effectively?
Well, we really think the government needs to step in and introduce one single set of clear regulations that really effectively reduce kids' exposure to this sort of advertising, not just on TV, in all the different ways that advertisers target children, so on the internet, in schools, and in association with kids' sports, and all those sorts of different ways, underhanded sort of ways that advertisers are still managing to reach kids.
And is there any evidence that limiting advertising of foods would have an impact on, you know, how children eat and their obesity and that kind of thing?
Yeah, look, there's plenty of evidence that junk food advertising is having a really substantial impact on kids. There've been a number of comprehensive international reviews of the evidence, and they've all reached really clear conclusions that basically that junk food advertising works. It influences what kids want to eat, what they pester their parents for, and it's playing a role in increasing rates of childhood obesity.
Yeah. I mean, implicitly it has to work or people wouldn't pay for it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, junk food advertisers are continuing to spend huge sums of money targeting children, and, you know, these are really sophisticated multinational companies. They're not going to spend these sums of money doing it if it's not working. So
And how does the food industry respond to concerns that you raise and you and other sort of health professionals, et cetera, raise about children's health?
Look, they tend to come up with these self-regulatory initiatives, and often that they sound really good on their face, but when you examine them closely, there are these sorts of loopholes and gaps that I've been talking about, and you know, often they don't sort of stick to the promises they're making about the ways they're going to change their conduct. So that's really why we think the government needs to step in and regulate in this area.
Okay, and have you had any response from government to that?
Look, it's an ongoing struggle. It's an ongoing
struggle.
We hope they're paying attention. We're certainly going to continue to call for government regulation, and we think eventually they'll have to pay attention, because at the moment, you know, 1 in 4 children are overweight and obese, and these numbers are continuing to climb. So.
And the government's going to have to pay for that eventually, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
And I know that you're not a parenting expert, you're a legal expert, but do you have any advice for parents?
It's a tough for parents at the moment. It's a constant uphill battle to say no to kids pestering, and that's been fueled by all the advertising that kids are exposed to, and we think parents really need to be supported by government. So, you know, we'd suggest the parents keep doing their best to do that and to encourage their kids to eat healthily, but we know it's a tough job, so that's why we want governments to step in and help.
Well, it's great to know that there are groups like the Obesity Policy Coalition who are out there battling away to try and, you know, bring about some positive changes. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak with me this morning, Sarah.
Thanks, Katrina. Thanks very much.
That's Sarah Mackay. She is the Senior Legal Advisor with the Obesity Policy Coalition, talking about junk food advertising to children.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.